gonna kill Ralphie.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is, too.
No, he's not. I promise you, Daddy is not going to kill Ralphie.
We gotta play some Christmas songs.
Can we start the show now?
After
this crappy music?
No, that's good music.
Jesus is dead,
music
Derek.
Sucks.
I farted and it smells.
I believe you. Welcome to the Aristocrat Show.
Hi.
Fun show today.
I hope so.
Christmas show.
This is our Christmas show. We're gonna be playing some Christmas music.
Yes.
And we got Webmaster Matt in studio.
Oh,
out
yeah.
of pressing.
Wanna try it again?
Out of pressing. In the studio.
Aristocratsradio.com if you want to check out the show. All the old shows and whatever. Or else on myspace.com/aristocratsdep.
.com.
What does the DEP stand for?
Well, I'm Derek.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Pat.
And that's Matt.
I'm Matt.
And we got Carly and
Depham.
Zelda.
Jay and Zelda.
Zelda with her fuzzy boots on.
With her abominable snowman boots.
Her berserker boots.
Everything. Everything has to do with wrestling.
I had to make sure I got that in.
Hush.
Stop it.
Fisting.
No one gets it.
I know. But it's funny to me and you.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, it is. Who was he? Was he anyone else?
No.
That was his one claim to fame?
That was it. Very, very sure it claimed to me.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Excellent. So we're going to be doing a power hour today. Well,
an hour of power.
We're going to try to make it to an hour.
So Eric and Pat are doing a power
hour. The minister
hour.
Is here. And we're going to have an hour of power. Worshiping the Lord, praising Jesus.
No, stop it.
I love Jesus.
And Jesus loves you, Pat.
I love Jesus.
Yeah, no, he does.
I want to ask a question. Something happened to me today. I wasn't sure what to do.
It's normal if blood comes out of there when you put stuff in it.
All right, never mind. Moving on.
Problem solved.
No, I was turning on the highway, and an ambulance and a cop car came alongside me to get on the highway, and they turned where I was turning, right? So they're in the left lane, and they're going like 30 miles an hour, going really slow. Mm-hmm. So I'm in the right lane. Am I allowed to pass them? They're flashing their lights and everything.
No.
You're supposed to pull over and to the side.
Until they're out of your, like...
Until they pass you by.
But they were going like 30 miles an hour.
With their lights going?
With their lights going on in the left lane
that
on Highway 36.
That person died.
And I'm in the right lane, and I don't want to pass them, but I didn't know what to do. I have like, 18 cars behind me.
You don't do anything.
They're like going so fucking slow, mm-hmm. and I'm right here, and I'm just...
Why didn't you just pull into a parking lot or something? Wait till like...
Just wait.
Because
yeah,
I was on my way to work, and I would have been late.
Oh.
So I passed them. And the cop saw me. He didn't say anything, so...
Okay.
But I didn't know what to do. Mm. What do you do?
I don't know.
Weird.
Mm. That's weird.
So wait, you were in the right lane behind other traffic?
No, I was in front of, I was heading the traffic. I was at, so you at a light. I was the first at the light, and the ambulance and the cop car came alongside and turned left on the highway. And I made a left on the highway. So I'm going down the highway. They're in the left lane going like 30. And I'm in the right lane behind them, but I don't want to pass them.
Yeah.
Even though I'm clear, I didn't know what to do. So I passed them, and everyone else passed them, and they didn't do anything. So fuck it.
I guess you did the right thing.
I never pull over for ambulances.
I should have.
That's because you're a bastard.
No, I mean, if it's a small road, but I see people pulling over on the highway.
Yeah.
If they're going in the left lane and you're in the right lane, they got enough room. They can pass you.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
What if they're saving?
Then
your
I would turn that off.
What if they're saving your mother? What if your mother got burnt on the stove or something?
What happened to Kelly Clarkson? Got tired of that finally?
If they're saving one of you guys, I would probably head them off and tell them not to save you. Because you're all being very mean to me right now. I'm asking you a serious question.
No.
Well, we're trying to be practical here.
I would have not passed them until
I would have pulled over and masturbated until they passed.
Yeah. Masturbated.
A little break. Take a little break.
Squeeze one
and
off.
Speed up.
Always time for masturbation.
No, I would have just waited until it got ridiculous, and I would have said, you know,
it got really ridiculous. Yeah. I had like 20 cars behind.
Got silly.
Yeah.
And gunfire opens, then you know you really.
I mean, nobody was honking or anything because there's an ambulance and a cop car, and I just didn't know what to do. It was a lot of pressure on me. I didn't really enjoy it.
That's pressure.
You put your hazard lights on, and then you just make it look like you have engine trouble or something. That's it.
You just stop. You get out.
See you later.
You pop the hood.
I don't know what's wrong. It died on me.
Are they gone yet?
Then you let somebody else pass you, and then you see what they do, and then you follow them.
So I was a leader, so I passed them, and then everyone else did. Well, I guess it all turned out all right because I'm here.
Yeah, you are here.
They can't stop everyone.
You know who I don't pull over for? Is these guys with the little blue lights.
Volunteer firefighters.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because they're just...
They're volunteers that go into burning buildings.
That's fucked up, Derek.
No, it's not fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I think it is.
I don't think it is.
Why not?
It is fucked up. You're supposed to get out of the way.
Yeah, it is.
Nah, you don't have to.
They have lights for a reason. You're supposed to get out of the way.
Yeah, they have lights
for a
reason.
But they're not real lights, though.
And we don't have paid firefighters.
It's not like they're some dumbass with like strobes in his... Listen to the music.
Well, Middletown has the largest volunteer firefighters in the...
Because there's nothing to do.
According to Lindsay LaGrappa. Yeah.
Yeah, the largest...
Lindsay what?
Volunteer firefighting force...
In the world.
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 It's ridiculous.
We have nothing to do in this town.
No, except fight fires.
And,
because everybody's drunk all the time and they're always dropping
fires.
Their cigarettes.
Most of them do. The firefighters just make fires.
They do.
That's part of the reason why I don't pull over for them.
Like, well,
because you're bitter because of Mark.
Well, also, a firefighter also stole my identity, and
he did.
A little bitter.
He did do that.
What? That's all right. Hey, Katie's the system out with the guy on the prosecutor.
Yeah, they're volunteers.
I know they're volunteers, but whatever.
They're guys going into a burning building. They're running towards a fire.
Yeah.
You know, I guarantee you they're not going in burning buildings.
How do you know?
They just go there and watch. I've seen them.
Who fights the fire then?
The real firefighters at the station.
Time.
Most of them are just like paramedic guys, and they just go there and hang out. That's what they do.
The damage control.
Wait a minute.
I'm talking about the guys in like, you know, the Ford F.
That's where they're going. When
they got like the thing with Calvin on the back pissing on a flame.
Oh, you mean like...
Or Osama's face
or some of those guys. The guys who go into restaurants with their walkie-talkies all the way up.
Well, you know, some of them are actual firefighters.
I know. If they really want to get around me, they get around me. But I don't make a special effort. I just pretend I don't see them.
Jesus Christ. Real nice.
You're a nice guy, Derek.
I hope your house goes on fire and with you in it. And you're sleeping and you don't hear the fire alarm.
Well, we live in the same complex. So,
I
hope when I move in, my apartment burns down and it spreads to yours. Well, kills your cat.
You're halfway across the parking lot.
I will.
Actually, you're all the way across the parking lot.
I will get newspaper, light it on fire, and run across the parking lot and just throw it in your window.
You see coming over with a torch. My house is on fire.
You
a rock wrapped in burning newspaper.
You couldn't leave it alone, could you?
Molotov cocktail.
Beautiful. Napalm.
Greek fire.
Burning Jew.
I think Eric's right, though. I think I'm just pissed off at...
You are.
Because that guy...
You hold a grudge.
That guy wasn't a real firefighter. He was faking.
What?
What the hell happened?
They're the only ones
losing
control.
They're
the only ones who heard my joke.
What'd you say?
Forget it. You just have to listen to the
I'm
show.
I'm going to stop the show and listen to it.
I said, or burning Jew.
That's a Mazel Tov cocktail.
Okay. You guys are getting on my case for making fun of firefighters, and you're making fun of burning Jews?
Because firefighters are noble. Jews are scum.
Oh, my God. This show's
Can I just say, it's good to have you back, out. Eric.
Thanks.
Welcome back.
Oh, yeah, welcome
oh
back.
I love it. I love
Holy
it.
Holy shit.
I love it.
Well, anyway.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Mazel tov. For,
that was good.
For some real... speaking of burning, a New York woman threw her one-month-old son from the third floor of a burning building.
I heard about
and the
this,
baby
yeah.
was caught by an amateur baseball player standing outside.
Surprised he's trying to hit him.
I just... Did you really?
They have video of that?
A video of it?
Sweet.
That is funny. Like, who? Why did she do that, though? I should have read this.
To save him. Save its life?
I thought she just, like, chucked it. And
or
he just happened
she
to be
thought
there.
There might so be a chance that an amateur baseball player would be waiting in the wings.
I know.
Did he have his glove?
Yeah. There's, like, giant,
huge
like, foam glove.
Benny Hill music's playing in the background.
Beautiful.
Then you hear, "Hello, Carl."
He starts running in fast motion.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
In circles hey. With like a train of people
He's
behind.
He's like crouched down like. Can't see that on radio.
You can't see that on radio, dumbass.
He's all crouched down making catcher signals to the pitcher.
He's all like this. Yeah, it doesn't work on the radio.
I got a quote here. I said, "God, please save my son." Fox was quoted as saying.
And then he said, "I'm God.
I pray that someone would catch him and save his life.
As I throw him out the window."
It was blindly through.
It was some Spanish AAA guy named Jesus.
"Please someone save my baby as I throw him out the window."
Oh, he gave the baby mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Beautiful.
Before the medics. So
but then realized his skull was shattered.
He's just sitting there making
that's not
out
work.
With the kid.
With his penis.
Oh. Matt the penis resuscitation.
And where were the firefighters?
They weren't there.
Do you
no
know
fire.
What I say?
There was no fire.
It was a burning building.
Oh, was it a burning? You
where,
didn't
where?
Even say that.
The where
third,
was this?
I did. The third no, floor
didn't.
Of a burning building.
Where,
he did.
Yeah,
he
did.
In
the
it was in New York.
Where? Oh, in New York. They probably don't have volunteer firefighters.
No, those are paid firefighters.
No, they don't. You know what they have? Volunteer baseball players.
They do.
Which I think we should have here in Middletown.
We definitely
should. I say get rid of the firefighters and bring in some amateur baseball players.
They can just pull a giant tarp over a burning building.
Yeah. That's it. Like it's raining out.
They can pitch water balloons into the window.
Yeah.
It'd be out in 40 seconds.
They're just throwing baseballs. "I don't see how this is helping." It's the wind resistance with the ball. It'll.
That's all I know how to do. I'm sorry.
It's all we know. Leave us alone.
They just run around the building.
They start hitting it with baseball bats and then it gets on fire.
And then they all die.
Dead.
Next story.
Oh, my God.
Oh, when are we starting Power Hour, by the way?
A little bit.
Shortly.
In Harrison, New Jersey, Harrison Township, a man who allegedly drove his minivan into a bank and then fled on foot after running down his wife inside the building Tuesday night, returned to the scene after shaving and changing his clothes.
Then he asked the reporter,
"They'll never
what
know
happened?
Who I am."
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I read it.
What's happening? Timothy Hogan allegedly asked a television reporter outside the... Jesus Christ.
Hogan.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's happening? I'm just going to get in this van, all right?
He ran his wife over, and then he came back and just, "Hey, what's going on?" Had a new shirt on and he shaved. That's funny.
Sometimes the best way to hide is right out in public.
That's true.
But then he came back from work and he still has his name tag on.
Yeah. So
he changed his shirt, but not his bloody pants.
Oh, John Spencer died.
Who?
From West Wing.
Yeah?
The old guy.
Good for him.
From West Wing, John Spencer.
Who?
Good, that show sucks.
What wing?
West.
Left wing?
Left right? wing, yeah.
West Wing.
Airplane wing.
He was on L.A. Law.
Bad wing.
He was a nice little guy. He's from Paterson, New Jersey.
Yeah?
Good for him.
Oh, this is funny. This lady made a penis snowman.
Oh, I saw it.
A snow penis? We could
yeah.
pass that around.
Yeah, I saw.
All right,
didn't somebody come and knock it down?
The police came and knocked it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like a penis.
No, it just looks like a obelisk.
Yeah.
With like two bushes next to it.
A tapering obelisk.
This looks like a snow bear. What is that?
Next to it.
That is a snow Down syndrome, man.
Snow Matthew.
And the back of his hairline.
That's the only thing I can think of. Look at that.
It's a bear.
His hairline in the back starts up really high.
So the police had to come and they kicked it down.
He's a really, really strong snowman who masturbates in the bathroom with the door open.
Boy 5 says bus driver taped his mouth.
With what?
Tape. When he got home from kindergarten on Monday,
he made a cake with what?
5-year-old Kyle Gerber had a stunning story for his parents. The bus driver, he said, taped his mouth shut with duct tape on the ride home from his elementary school.
So I would have done.
His parents responded by calling the sheriff's office, which opened an investigation.
Big deal. He didn't get hurt.
Well, how's he going to put the penis in there?
But a 5-year-old putting duct tape on a 5-year-old's mouth?
A what?
A 5-year-old's mouth. Duct tape on his mouth.
Yeah, that's fine.
A little dangerous.
He can still breathe.
I hate kids.
My father did it to me.
Unless
all
the
time.
He had a cold or something.
bastard.
He's a little congested.
He slowly drowns.
In his own mucus. Oh. What the
fuck? Quiet back there! You want more duct tape?
I'm trying to drive this fucking bus.
The audience is definitely not entertained.
Susie, shut him up.
Hold his nose closed.
Kill him finally.
What else?
Sit on his face.
That's it, pretty much.
You don't got anything else?
That's it. Just want to get that out of the way.
All right, power hour. Because I'm going to drink that beer. It's
looking at me. You want to start?
Fire it up.
It's winking at me.
All right, we'll start in 15 seconds.
Gotta hurry up.
Let me move my
mic. You have port and everything?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to start a power hour in 5 seconds.
Everybody start worshiping Jesus.
Or three, two, one.
Drink.
Guzzle.
All right, now every minute on the minute, Eric and Pat are going to drink a shot of beer, which doesn't sound like much, but after an hour, it comes out to about 8 beers.
Which you probably won't
That's
even
a lot.
Make.
6 to 8. Which, I mean, Pat's, you know.
Somebody get me a napkin, please.
Is this like drinking 6 mini meals or eating 6 mini meals a day?
Can you get Eric a napkin, please?
Can you get me a little doily?
Can you get him some cheesecloth or something?
Wonderful.
Does anybody have any new Ben & Jerry flavors?
The Matt, ones I told
ben
you
Ben & Jerry,
the other
290 calories.
Matt,
Same. Matt, do you have any
that is loud,
flavors?
Matthew.
Our interns are making out.
Ben and Jerry's baby batter butterscotch.
Baby batter.
Baby batter batter shit.
Baby batter batter shit.
Ben and Jerry's fudge
drink.
Syphilis
drink.
Swirl.
Drink.
It's not as easy as you thought, asshole, huh?
This cup
you're drinking
smells
black and tan?
Funny.
Wow.
Why does this shock ass shot glass smell
shot
funny?
Guess.
Did you pour that for me?
Oh, I have to fart, by the way. Here we
it's
go.
Magically refilled.
Shh. Watch out.
Dune coon.
Dune coon?
Oh my god, it smells like rotten eggs.
Bean burrito.
This show is going to be...
Wow.
That sucked.
Could you find a better place to put that beer?
Nope.
Take your headphones off, asshole.
Power hour's done.
All right. Pat just... Wow. I'm just going to stare at it like I usually do.
That's not going to...
Oh, you didn't want to put it on your coffee table, so you put
it on
my...
Sure, don't get any napkins or anything.
Put it on my case with electronics in it.
Oh, thank you.
Drink. Oh, you got a drink, yeah.
You already got it. You're good. Is that good enough? Thanks, Matt. No problem. Hey, Matt, do you smell that?
Hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's
pretty good. It's pretty good there, guy. Yeah. Yep.
What?
That was like the third one already.
Yeah.
It?
Yeah, you got to do another one now.
We're 30 seconds away from the next one.
Jesus, why don't we smell stuff?
Come back. This should have been like every 2 minutes.
No.
A warm-up or something.
Hey,
Nobody just dives into a game like this.
They dive in. So, Matt, what's going on in the wrestling world?
Nothing.
Anybody die?
Aside
from a fucking Eddie Guerrero?
That was very good.
All right, 5 seconds.
No one that I know.
Really?
Not recently.
I tell you, wrestlers have the worst luck. Drink.
No, they don't. They don't. It's not luck at all.
They die a lot.
Who doesn't?
I'm just saying, they all die.
This is true.
Everything dies.
Thanks.
Everything.
Typo negative.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I like loved my aunt.
Then he died.
My Uncle Lou.
So he died.
He gave me $50 for Christmas.
I spent it on booze. Boldest and kind.
Got another one. 10 seconds.
My Uncle Donnie touched me in the closet.
When do we drink?
Now.
Okay.
Ooh. Barbara's here.
Blah, blah, blah.
Hey, Barbara.
Hi, Matt.
Oh, what's up, Barbara?
It's just the cutest little ladybug ever. Isn't she adorable, folks?
She sure is.
Isn't she lovely?
Yeah, we're doing a don't worry about it.
Little radio show. Are you using my house again?
Oh, you're doing a little show again? Oh, it's so cute.
Well, while you guys are drinking, I will mention to people who listen that we will not be doing a show for the next 2 weeks.
Yes.
And why not?
Well, because next week is... Yeah, we're going on vacation.
Show is very taxing.
Next week is Christmas Eve, and the week after that is New Year's Eve. So
we will be here New Year's Eve, though, right?
Yeah. But then starting, I guess the 7th will start, January 7th. And we'll be in a new place. It'll be a lot of fun. And we're gonna be running best ofs for the next 2 weeks.
That means nothing.
Yeah, it does.
For the next 2 weeks.
Okay. Yeah.
Best of.
Best of.
Okay.
Like a clip show.
Okay.
What does that...
Did we lose my joke?
I didn't. What was it?
What was the joke?
I didn't hear it.
No, I mean my aristocrats joke, the one I made.
No, I still have it. You want me to hear that?
Did you lose my song? All right.
Yeah, we lost that.
Are we still doing this power hour thing?
Yeah, we're still.
Okay.
Drinking.
I'm like not even paying attention.
Well, you know, yeah. Oh, Barbara, that was quick. She got in PJs so quickly.
She was in them already.
Oh.
I'm ready.
Oh, she's ready.
She's ready for bed.
So cute, little.
Let's put it to bed.
Put it to bed. All right, let's take a break. We'll continue drinking, and we'll come back and we'll
continue
we'll
burping
it up from there.
I'm gonna pee. Yeah.
But don't pee now.
Drink. Why not?
Drink. Drink. You're gonna be pissing all night. Drink. Piss now.
I thought he was making that sound.
I will take a break. We'll be right back.
Bye.
Bye.
Checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're away.
He knows when you're masturbating.
So kiss boys for goodness sake.
That's the Reverend Horton Heat.
Why Batman?
And this is the Hour of Power. He's the Reverend Horton Heat.
He has everything with Batman?
What?
What?
I can't hear you. He has a thing for Batman.
Oh.
He likes Batman. What do you want? I actually have tickets to see him tonight.
Thank you, buddy.
Which, of course, I'm not going to.
Yeah, obviously.
Why not?
I don't know. I just didn't really... I just wasn't really... Drink.
Drink.
Already?
Yeah.
I just didn't feel like going. I got work in the morning. Yeah. I've seen him like 20 times.
20? Exactly 20?
I'd say about that.
Stop.
I've seen him a lot.
I don't think it was 20.
Carly, you don't have a microphone. I can't hear a word you're saying. You've probably seen him about 5 times. No, probably. I think 3.
I probably saw him like twice. I'm going to have sex with you, Batman.
I have never seen him.
Me neither.
He is fantastic. I say he, but it's all bad.
I can't even name one song.
Me neither.
Well, you can. Well, you just heard one. Santa Claus is coming in my ass to town.
With Batman.
Yeah. With Batman.
Yeah.
Right again, Robin.
That's a long title for a name. A title, rather.
Then I farted out with frothy bubbles.
Frothy bubbles.
Drink. We drank? That was Reverend Horton Heat.
That was Reverend Horton.
Santa Claus is coming to my ass.
So I got a funny idea for the show.
Oh, what's that?
We do part of the show just talking by inhaling instead of exhaling.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Well,
I'm going to get sick.
We talk like this.
Like that? Hey, how do you do that?
I like this.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Breathe in when you talk.
You mean like this?
It's kind of like doing a Matt Foley impersonation. But you have to kind of breathe in a little bit.
Is he a guy I went to high school with? Who's Matt Foley?
Matt Foley. Chris Farley's character, oh. Matt Foley.
Oh!
I actually knew what you were talking about the whole time.
Oh my god!
Exactly.
He talked about
easy.
Zelda.
And I am a motivational Drink. Speaker.
I am a motivational there you go. Speaker.
See? There you go.
I'm a manly man.
I just want to go to like a McDonald's drive-thru doing that. Wouldn't that be funny?
That would be pretty funny.
It's 20 shots?
Can I get a large number 4 with a Coke?
What do you mean you don't supersize anymore?
Can I get that with cheese? Please? Thank you. Can I get that America-sized?
Come on home, girl. He said with a smile.
What did he say? Just sucking up air. There's no vibration.
It's a smile. You don't have to like it.
And drink.
You guys are getting so bad for them.
How many shots are we in? 22? 21? 21 shots. Like the Bruce Springsteen song. Calm down, Eric. Calm down.
That's really funny.
About two-thirds of Eric's head is just completely red now.
About two-thirds of his body water is out through sweat now.
There's plenty more sweat where that came from.
Oh, the mic. I hope so.
Yeah, you gotta talk.
I hope so.
Eric, calm down.
Oh, yeah.
Can I
get... You don't have to love me. Let's get up.
I can't do it.
I farted.
Wow, this show is just...
Oh, go a little overfilled there, Carly.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's nice.
This show already has deteriorated.
I love it.
It's funny, though.
I'm sorry, Eric.
Oh, yeah.
Drink up, Eric.
He got it. He got it, folks.
He meditated.
Do we need a boof bucket for you?
Boop.
Do we need an ambulance for you?
Derek won't get out of the way for you, that's for sure.
I'll just stand in the doorway. Where are you going?
He looks all right.
Oh, no, he's okay. He's all right.
What do you mean? You're going to hang out and drink some beer?
He's not breathing, but he looks all right.
That's all they do.
Oh, yeah.
Can I have some Southwest Chipotle sauce? With my chicken nuggets. Do you have that? Oh, you do. Good. Oh, you do. Fantastic. Huh? Can I have two? Oh, wait, I got a drink. Fantastic.
can do it.
Oh, man. It's not easy.
It is not.
Especially with S's.
Yeah.
The aristocrats.
Oh, this is going to be funny.
I can't wait till Matt's in the bathroom fixing his hair and then
I will be.
Eric goes to puke.
I've already got it. I've already got it timed out.
He's puking outside.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
He's going to run outside and projectile vomit on the deer.
What was the distance? The approximate distance?
It was at least a foot and a half.
Whoa. Something came up.
Wow.
I'm lucky that didn't go on the mic.
Look at that.
That what did that reach? What did that spike out at?
It was just like a square. Wow. It's so big.
Get a screenshot of it. Yeah. Put it up on the reverse.
That hurt my ears.
Remember when we were making TIE fighters?
Yeah. No, we were taking
Star Wars.
Shit.
Well, we have the waveforms here and everything, and yeah, when you record, and we would yell really loud and go down and go up a little bit and go down and go all the way
like
up.
TIE fighters.
And it would look like a TIE fighter.
That's sad.
Yeah, it is. Why did you say that? That's really embarrassing.
I still have the audio.
That's even funnier.
Hey, it's a TIE Fighter.
Hey, check it out. I'm going to make a lightsaber.
My battery's on red.
Is it?
Uh-oh. Oh, you're dying.
Do you have another mic?
What kind of batteries do we have?
With 9 volt.
Drink. Sure. Drink.
Hey, Zelda, do you have any 9 volt batteries in your place?
No. Who has 9 volts
like
anymore?
Like a tuner or anything?
Don't we have another mic?
Yeah, I might. Yeah, I guess we do.
Wait, why don't we just use another mic?
All right. I'll go find another mic. You guys take the show over.
I think we can do that.
We got it from here.
All right, so let's do some more breathing in voice.
No,
it's unintelligible.
I don't even know what he's saying.
I'm a magic man.
There you go.
He's in magic pants.
These are my magic pants.
I'm trying to sing Magic Man.
Sing Rocket Man
by heart.
Can I have some honey mustard for my chicken nugget?
I'm a rocket man.
Stop! Don't do that when I'm drinking.
How many are you up to, Carly?
26.
Shit.
It's liable to come up everywhere.
We got a ways to go.
We're almost halfway. Almost halfway.
Almost.
How many minutes was it?
26. Almost halfway.
I'm at 26. 26.
Yeah.
We had about... I'm close to the bottom of my third beer.
Derek, I need more beer. More beer, guys. Actually, I can get it now. I got room now.
I got a burp. Stuff keeps coming up.
I'm full.
Yeah, you get really full quick.
Your tank
is
like, it's loaded.
Wait until it's like 34.
It's like, it's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, your stomach will get even bigger.
Have you ever done this before?
No. I watched them do it.
Yeah.
For 40 minutes.
That was 40 minutes with a break in between, too.
Yeah.
Which might have to take a break soon.
The power 40 Drink. Minutes.
I'm going to get so full.
You guys talking or what?
I'm going to throw
we
up.
We are.
Eric, you all right? All right, I don't think Eric...
Eric's about to lose his cookies, folks.
Eric, should we get the bucket?
I'm just trying to like sort it all in my stomach.
Gotcha, yeah.
Like defragment it.
Defragment it? You're like Tetrising in your stomach?
Yeah, basically.
Gotcha.
That's basically what's going
ventral
on down there.
Ventral Tetris.
I'm trying to separate all the gas from the liquid.
I'm trying to separate the L's from the big blocks.
All right, I'm switching mics, folks.
Not yet.
All right, not yet.
It all sets.
All right,
it's
I'm
like
getting
gas
a microphone
right now.
That
burp.
Would make me sound more like this when I talk.
Hi, guys. Take that windscreen and put it on that one.
I bust.
Oh, drink already.
When I talk.
All right, try that one.
Props to Derek for the new microphone.
It's on.
It's on. This one's much better.
Okay.
My levels are too high.
All right.
That's much better.
You can give me that one.
I want both, Derek.
Throw the windscreen on that one. So when you say peas, it's not so bad.
Peas.
Brian peas.
Peas.
Take the windscreen off that. It comes off.
Just mute mute his.
Yeah.
So when you say pee, it's not like nice. Pee. You know?
Microphones are so
bad. What? Pee.
What are you doing?
Pee.
I don't know. It's just weird.
All right. Can you mute that so we don't have to hear the rustling? Good. That's really, that was really annoying.
I wonder what that was.
Drink.
All right, I'll mute it.
With my mushroom microphone.
Eric, do I have to get the garbage can? I do.
No, I'm fine.
Eric.
He's got it.
This is my furniture.
I'm not going to throw up.
Do you want me to get it?
No, it's fine.
Remember when Derek almost threw up the...
Yeah, that was gross. Yeah. Let's not talk about that while we're swallowing large... Yeah, amounts of alcohol really quick.
This is a bad show. Oh, we got stuff from...
Oh, what do we got?
We got some Ben & Jerry's flavors.
Sweet.
Fresh, oh, great.
Boom. Fresh from the Ben & Jerry's intelligence department.
From the factory. I love ice cream.
Yeah, and so does everyone else.
I love ice cream.
Oh, wow. Ice cream, I can't wait to have some.
Oh, wow.
Can I have the tutti?
Fruity?
Wow.
Drink.
What do we got?
Well, I'll tell you what you can have. Crotch rot raspberry sherbet.
Yeah.
Crotch rot.
Herpes. Herpes Heath Bar Crunch.
Heath Bar. That's what it actually tastes like.
I say Ben & Jerry. Ben & Jerry's... Sickle Cell Sunday Cups.
Oh, yeah.
Who was that? They're all you. Did Jay come up with anything?
No, of course not.
Oh, that's not nice.
Ben & Jerry's Suspicious Genital Sore Strawberry.
Suspicious.
Suspect.
I love that one.
What is it? What does it have, a trench coat on and a...
Suspect.
He's wearing sunglasses in the middle of night.
He's in the parking garage.
Hey, you know what, Eric? You're getting turned down a little bit.
Okay, thank you.
Whoa.
You're getting loud.
You're getting Rudy Tooty.
Fresh and fruity.
Ben & Jerry's Melanoma Melon.
Oh, yeah. Melanoma
hat's coming.
Well, Derek is like shocked by the next one.
Drink.
Drink.
Yeah, wait till we drink.
He was actually startled.
Ben & Jerry's Burning Jew Jubilee.
Oh!
That's very good.
God.
Oh, yeah.
Burning Jubilee.
It should just be Burning Jubilee.
I mean, Zelda.
Zelda.
You gotta stop hanging out with us.
It's terrible. You have Jewish friends.
Yeah, you're such a bad influence.
What is that?
Cowpers?
Ben & Jerry's caramel Cowpers gland.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Excellent usage.
Thank
Excellent.
You.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
Cowpers gland.
Cowpers gland.
I don't know. What is it?
Do we have to
I'm sure I do.
Yeah. Do we have to discuss?
Oh, is it down below?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I'm sorry.
It helps make semen.
It does. It assists.
All right. I like that. I like semen.
Eric, here.
Uh huh.
Thank you.
What's this for?
What were some of the other ones I sent you?
Was it visible?
Yeah.
Drink.
Cool.
I saw it. Drink.
Cool.
Eric's going to be a mess tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I think Eric's sleeping over.
Eric, do I need to get the trash can?
No.
Eric, don't fuck around.
Why don't you just get it just in case?
I think I will.
All right, fine.
Barbara, can you get a trash can for us? Sure. Barb?
She sounds thrilled.
Have I ever told you you're the best?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
Sure. I'll go get it.
Yep. Anything to prevent my house from getting destroyed.
Fantastic.
See?
Stop doing that.
I feel
that.
Better now.
Release.
You got to burp.
Release some.
Just leave it. Yeah,
I am burping. It's fine.
I washed the floor in that. Say, don't you feel better now? Feel better.
Don't do it too much, though.
No.
It'll backfire.
What?
It's the carbonation in the beer that'll make you vomit.
Thank you, Bill Nye.
Oh, my name's Derek.
Yeah, no.
Drink. Asshole. Drink.
You're 33 minutes in.
P.S. 33?
Yeah.
Huh. I think you guys make it.
Got 27 left.
Yeah. Not bad.
At least 45.
I think
45 is an attainable goal.
What are we at now?
33.
So we just hit what I predicted.
Yeah.
33.
I thought we'd hit 33.
Right. I say you drink till you puke.
All right, new prediction. No, I won't puke.
Okay, no.
Updated prediction.
New prediction. I say
34.
I say 46. Whoa.
Shooting high, folks.
46. Ooh. I am. No, all right, no. You're right.
42.
43.
I say
43?
41.
All right.
Okay, 41.
What are we at now?
Before they actually have to stop, or they just throw up?
We're at 34.
34 now.
I feel like I'm getting drunk.
Right?
From watching you two.
Probably from my burps, you're getting drunk. Too bad that wasn't real.
That wasn't real.
Sounds like he was breathing underwater.
You can't tell. Do that.
If you could.
That's what it would sound like if you could.
Breathing underwater.
You know, breathing.
Yo, breathing on my birthday. Just like the Blackies talk. Just like the Spooks.
I think you guys are starting to feel it.
Oh, stuff keeps coming up.
I'm not really feeling it. I'm just trying to process it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Some more ventral Tetris.
It takes like concentration. You know?
It does take a while. It takes like up to 40 to feel it. The fuck is going on?
Tetris. I don't get
We're doing Tetris, the acapella style.
For the longest.
Well, could you stop? That's really annoying. And it's hurting my ears. And if I get enough alcohol in me, I will break something.
Did you hear the one about?
So Christmas is coming up.
All right, forget it. Forget it.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Christmas Story, of course.
Really?
Yeah, I
even
gotta,
even as played out as it is,
I
got a favorite. Yes.
I don't watch it anymore.
I don't
because of that.
How about Christmas Vacation?
No,
no.
You don't like it?
I like it. It's not. All right. It's not my. You know, it's not really.
It's
Christmas.
All right.
It's not Christmas.
It's good
story.
Though.
Yeah, it's not Christmas Story. That's.
I don't know.
That's timeless.
I'm on the verge. All right, everyone, stop burping.
Drink.
Jesus Christ.
That was a triple whopper burp right there.
Yeah.
If we don't burp, you're gonna see it.
Yeah.
Well, burp off mic. Don't.
No, it's
especially
funny.
You.
It's funny. It's like the devil coming out.
Yeah.
For the belly of
the beast. Like a roundhouse kick him in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He's crouching, waiting to attack.
You guys got Eric facts?
I'm thinking. I'm trying.
I'm here to verify them to make sure they're true.
There's three of you over there.
Start me off here. Give me something. Okay. Your Christmas movies, Christmas story. That's an Eric fact. I'm starting to get something.
Ha, 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 ha.
Ha ha ha.
Ha, oh, yeah.
That's funny. That's funny joke. See, I can't edit the show now because we're timed.
Yeah.
So I can't be like, all right, shot 33. Okay, we're on shot 47.
Oh, yeah. I never even thought of that.
So try to be funny the whole time.
All right. We're trying.
Why don't we just do the show when they're done? So it'll probably be more.
Eric's still pounding that black and tan SS Yinling.
SS?
Yeah.
Black and tan penis.
My Nazi Ling.
He's still pounding that penis. In his ass. Huh? All right, I'm starting to feel a little bit.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
I'm done with my fourth now.
Oh.
I need another.
They don't have earphones on.
I need another.
Talking in the mic's not going to help.
How are you done already?
I don't know.
I'm a little below halfway.
He's filling up a little more than you are.
I guess.
He's like going to the top.
See, I'm not.
You're going like two-thirds. He's like, wow. All
right.
Whoa.
It's funny. I'm sorry.
It's not, though.
No, it
so
is.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, that's a good question, man.
Nat King Cole.
I saw three ships come sailing in on
Christmas
Day
in
on
the
Christmas
morning.
Day. I like Little Drummer Boy.
Drink.
Bob, like, Bob like Seger's Little Drummer Boy.
I like Drink. Little Drummer Boy too.
Bob Seger?
Parumpa Pum Pum?
Yeah.
Drink.
That's the rap version.
I like
it's
that.
Just
I like to have sex with Little Drummer Boy. Parumpa Pum Pum. I like to rape them in their ass. I got a fart.
I like to rape their ass.
Oh, rumpa pum pum. Is it Run DMC?
I like that one. What's the one that goes?
Uh-oh.
You got to announce it when you're farting.
Nigger. What's that one that goes?
It's a full
racial. What's that one?
I have no idea.
That's when the something gay. No. I know. No, I know exactly what song you're talking,
you know what
about.
I'm talking about.
Yeah,
hey, it's on that. All the time, but I don't know. There's no words to it on there.
I have no
idea.
Yeah,
there is.
Drink.
There is. There's words.
Drink.
What actually, I heard the words for the first time the other day.
You know what I haven't heard this year, and I'm really glad?
Grandma got
jiggity jing. It's Dominic the Donkey.
Oh, you'll hear it.
No,
I haven't heard it.
You'll hear it, though.
I probably haven't heard it in, like, never.
I've never heard it.
Never heard Dominic
ever.
The Donkey?
I know of its existence, but I've never heard it.
Dominic the Donkey.
No, Grandma got ran over by reindeer. Haven't
that
heard
that.
That yet.
That, too.
They kind of...
They're phasing that out.
The 12 Things in Christmas that are such a pain to me. I like that one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
See, I like the next one.
I wrote that.
Yeah. Rigging up the lights.
Why the hell are they blinking? You need to give me a beer, huh?
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I like Nat King Cole.
Do you?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
I can't believe you didn't get anything perverted out of that.
Young boys dead in my trunk. You didn't let me get to the second verse.
Sorry. I just thought chestnuts was good enough.
Boys nuts
there
roasting
on my open mouth.
Resting on Pat's open mouth.
Many times, many boys, I will rape them.
Derek with unnecessary facial expressions. Relishing in the delights.
Eric liked it.
I have to hold my microphone up to laugh into it.
Okay.
We should do the Microsoft Sam bit. Can we record that?
Can we do that?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
That's weird. Did you know he was doing that?
I saw him typing, so I figured he was.
Drink.
What's this, 40? Cool.
Jack Frost nipping at my nose.
All right, come on, get creative.
Yeah, really. Do something dirty. Make Sam say something dirty.
Formalities have been satisfied.
Now I don't see how
so I got his little boy.
And I give him one of these oys.
I gotta take a break from this, guys.
Are you serious? Why? Y'all gassy?
Just to relax a little bit. Like 5 minutes. 2 minutes.
And I give him one of these.
I give 2 minutes.
2 minutes. We're not gonna do it for 2 minutes.
We're not okay. Alright.
And I give him one of these.
Where's Eric going?
Outside.
Yeah, throw up outside. Don't puke in here, please.
Eric's getting ready for all exits.
Eric is puking
simultaneously. Ears, nose, eyes, mouth.
He had a runny nose there. He didn't even notice. It was halfway to his lip. He didn't even notice.
Gross.
Sam has a message for us.
Oh, yeah, what is it?
Okay, let's go to break.
All right. Thanks, Sam.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
drink. Bum, drink.
All right. The Dandy Warhols.
Beautiful.
Everybody.
Beautiful day. That sucks.
Yeah, it's good. We wow. got a name. We got a name for people like you, Eric.
What?
Mr. Doom and Gloom.
Okay.
Ben and Jerry's.
Not very clever, but you know.
That's what we call it. Yeah, it wasn't supposed to be funny or clever. I'm just saying.
Ben and Jerry's Progeria pecan pie.
Mister doesn't like stuff.
Progeria pecan pie.
We have a name for you, Mike. Eric.
Progeria pecan pie.
So we were out drinking last night, and this fella came along. Somebody invited him. I don't know who. And he had a collar on his shirt.
Yes, he did.
It's like a
fantastic.
Bee, like a bee stung his collar. Drink. It was all swollen, enlarged.
It was an entity of itself.
It's like his collar was having another conversation with the Goyles.
He's like, so, you know, I was writing this newspaper article, blah, blah. And the collar's like, what's up, baby?
Did he have a Brooklyn?
I don't know. No. He was just a big meathead. I don't know.
Did a spiky hair, like kind of like shiny?
Shiny?
Shiny.
Was he a shiny fella?
No, the hair.
I don't know.
No. Not really.
Where's he from? He's not from around here, right, Zelda?
It was greased.
Okay.
But not spiked.
Wasn't like
I got chills. They're like, multiple.
It was like a little bit.
It was like my
and I'm losing control.
There's a bucket right there.
Cuz the collar the power. And the,
Wait.
Drink.
Don't put my microphone down.
Oh, he's getting all mad now.
Oh shit. What number, 45?
You're so pissed. Don't fucking turn my microphone down.
You're done. No, Derek.
We have an Eric fact.
Beautiful. Oh, an Eric very good. Fact. So he can verify it if it's wrong.
I think we'll get it.
All right.
Eric, tell me if this is correct.
All right, I'll tell you.
Slightly confused with the Christmas tree etiquette, Eric has three ornaments hanging in this tree. Leroy, Reginald, and Jamal.
Oh!
Is that the really bad one?
That is a fact.
That is a fact. See, a fact. Julia, you were afraid, but it's true.
That was tame. You can get worse than that.
It was fun. It was clever, though.
That was clever, definitely.
That was clever. I'll give it to her.
Yeah.
That
was it was clever. Tame, but it was clever, so it made up for it.
Yeah.
Because they're black people.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
And we hang black people. All
right, young, you're too.
I don't
very
like
young.
Them.
Your mic's off now.
Very young.
What? My mic's off.
I know. That's because you're being racist.
Only I could be racist on this show.
Good, yeah. You say that. Your mic's off.
Nigger.
All right, you know what? Your mic's off, too.
So what's up, Derek?
No, you want your mic's off, too.
When do we drink?
This is the Derek show now.
Are we supposed to drink? It's 20 seconds.
I told you to drink, Eric.
All right.
Anyway.
Look at that line. It's like 2 inches of dead air.
I couldn't hear you, Carly. I'm sorry. You got to make arm movements.
I think I'm done, guys.
No. Are you serious?
Are you done, really?
What are you at?
46.
That's not bad.
That's what we said, right?
Yeah.
Unless we take a break or something, because I'm.
Well, there's no point.
How much of a break?
Half hour.
10 minutes.
Nah, the game's definitely
over.
Can
you keep going?
I can keep going. Yeah.
All right, Pat will keep going. All right, Eric's out.
Eric's back out in the show, though. Oh no! Wait.
Oh.
Where's what? He just poured himself a
drink.
He's up in the ante, folks.
Drink. All right, now every 30 seconds, ready?
He's mouthwashing it.
Swishing it around.
He's getting all the shit out of his gums.
Like it's a fine wine.
Like it's Listerine.
Oh, he's gonna finish this.
Just gonna finish the beer?
Or you keep going, cause I'm calling you out.
Shit.
You faggot.
I'll meet that challenge.
Oh,
he's
no
got it.
Oh, you dumb faggot.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's getting hardcore.
Oh, you dumb faggot.
You fucking queer.
I'll have the skinny man beat me. I'm fat, damn it. I can drink more than he can.
I'm fat. I'm far from skinny.
Did you reach the 200 club yet, Pat?
I'm 250. Yeah.
You're 200?
I was 200 at one point. I'm probably 200 now.
In fact, yes, I definitely
I'm 250.
Am.
I'll kick your ass. I'll kick your ass.
225.
Faggot.
That's your
beat. Oh, we drink now.
How
many
minutes is
this?
It's 50?
49? Oh, Jesus. Oh, come on. 48? You can make the hour. You guys are going to
puke.
Stop being a...
That's enough.
If you feel like you're going to puke, there's a bucket right there. Or you could
just stop. And just make sure you do it on air.
Barbara's going for the just stop.
That's my table.
He's got a halfer there. He can go for the halfer. He's got way more in him than Pat does.
Yeah, just
done? I'm done.
All right.
He's done.
Hang it up. Hang it up. Are you leaving?
Light beer is better.
I'm not leaving.
Oh, all right.
You switch to Bud Light or something.
Yeah, you should.
You're done with everything? Not going to talk anymore?
I'm done with the drinking.
All right, well.
Just going to relax a little bit.
Relax.
Are you done? No, I'm going to still go.
So, Matt, let me ask you a question. You went to Burger King before you came here.
I did.
Did they have that annoying little pre-message? Like the pre-recorded?
Oh, yeah. Yes. You start answering.
Welcome to Burger King.
Welcome to Burger King.
I didn't hear that.
Would you like to try a triple Whopper? And then you're like, well. Please hold on.
Exactly, but I didn't hear that. I hear that at White Castle.
White Castle.
Would you like to try some chicken rings? And they're like, no. But hi, this is welcome to White Castle. Can I help you? And I'm like,
I want some chicken rings.
But the last time I went to Wendy's, it was like, you hear this voice, welcome to Wendy's. Can I help you? And then I'm like, about to get my order. And then I hear, some spick.
There was some faggot taking my order.
Bless you. White Castle's the worst with that because they get the employees to do it. Yeah. So it's like, welcome to White Castle. Would you like to try a jalapeno burger? And then you're like, no. Can I get a number?
I'll be right with you.
Okay. Yeah.
It's so stupid.
Can I get what?
That is the most pointless thing I've ever heard.
Welcome to White Castle. Can we be obnoxious?
Yeah. Welcome to White Castle. Can we annoy you for 3 seconds, please?
50. I think I might make the hour.
You could do 10 more, right?
We'll see.
If I didn't eat, I would have been able to make the hour.
I told you not to eat.
Well, I didn't want to drink an empty stomach.
Asshole.
But you
should have just had some fries.
You've been
filling
it up to almost the top, though. You're probably about like 7 shots ahead of Pat right now.
Yeah, because he's got more in his bottle than I do.
Yeah.
Actually a beer ahead of me.
I'm done with my fourth.
Whole beer, yeah. So you already beat him.
When I'm done with this beer.
Well, you have light beer. Don't
but
make him
Pat
drink
cheated.
Anymore. He's done. Don't
Pat
antagonize
cheated.
Him.
I want Eric to puke.
I want you to puke.
I'm not going to puke.
I ain't going to do it in front of you guys.
The guy can't shit in front of us.
In front of us. He can't shit in front of us.
Like, that's not
he
normal.
He can't peel his pants down and just... and just squeeze
just
one out.
No, I mean...
I need a Snapple or something.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do we got any Snapples?
All right, I finished my fourth.
You did that?
I wanted to do 4 even.
Oh, go for it. Are you sure you were on 3?
Yeah, I think you were more than 4.
That's it?
That's my fourth one I just finished.
You can't be. This is my fourth. You're a beer ahead of me. This is number 5. Asshole.
That's your fifth?
Yeah. No, this is...
That's fine.
I don't know.
You're finishing your fourth. He just finished his fourth.
No.
He's not a whole beer ahead of you.
He is.
I'm a couple shots ahead of you. A
couple shots, not a whole beer.
No, he is a whole beer.
But I think he is.
Because he was given a whole beer before I even reached half. Because
he had finished his first one, and that was it.
Yep. And then we were like,
so that's your third, Pat?
My fourth. That's your fifth.
No, that's my fourth.
That's your fifth. This is my fourth.
Okay, yeah.
Here's one.
You're right.
Two more taken away.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fuck with me.
You had 5 beers?
I had 5 beers.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah.
He fills them up all the way at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And Carly was filling them for a while.
Listen to how heavy he's breathing.
Because I'm fat.
I heard you.
How many shots in one bottle?
I don't know.
8, 7?
Like roughly 10.
10?
Yeah. 10. Maybe a little less than 10.
10 or 11. Anywhere from 9 to 11. The hell? It's great radio. You drinking a Snapple.
He's like, what is he doing? I'm like,
great radio. Anyway.
Somebody get me another beer.
Puke.
He wants another one.
You want another one?
No, Eric, stop it.
Another beer.
No, Eric, you're done.
Bring the man another beer.
I'll get it myself.
Honor has been satisfied.
All right, get it for him. Oh, shit, I haven't poured. Give him a light beer.
Yeah. Regular beer, Yingling.
All right, give him a Yingling.
The black and tan is...
He's got a bucket.
Pat only put like a quarter of a shot in that one.
Get me a Bud Light, too. And I actually feel like I'm going to puke, too. But I'll keep going, though. Give me a Bud Light.
Don't let that stop you.
Eric Conner Boof.
What?
Boof, boof.
That was bad. What was that?
Eric's Conner Boof.
Eric's Conner Boof?
Eric's gonna boof.
Eric's Conner Boof.
So we got any topics?
Eric's Conner Boof.
No, I'm completely out of everything.
They're voting in Iraq.
Thank you, darling.
Who gives a shit?
It was a very successful election.
It was.
Was it?
Nobody will talk about yes. that, though.
No, of course, they won't hear that in the
media. They all wore purple fingers.
I thought they did that like a while ago.
Well, they've done that for all the elections. But this is by far the most successful.
To show that they voted. So they know who to kill.
Get that bucket closer to him.
They use Florida style.
Did you want a regular Yingling? Is that what you're going for?
He needs the buck.
Hey, Matt, get that bucket closer to Eric.
The busket.
Just in case.
He's ready.
Because if he does it on the table, I'm going to be pissed.
He said he was done like 5 drinks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I waited for Pat to catch up.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'm on my 5th now. No, you're on your 6th.
I had 3.
Oh, okay. So I'm still ahead of you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're still ahead of me.
You can hang out for a bit.
I'm going to hang out for a little bit then.
Yeah.
It's going to be over by the time
that one's
what are we
don't
at?
Kick the bucket over.
Ooh, I kicked the bucket.
Do some full ones, Pat. Fill them up.
Well, actually, 5 minutes. Drink.
Okay.
Fill them up.
So we got 5 minutes. Left.
Okay.
So Pat making it the whole power hour.
I didn't think what did I eat that night that made us so full?
We had there was all kinds of cookies and snacks.
Ah,
and stuff.
That's right. We were having a Christmas party or Thanksgiving party or whatever.
Yes, Thanksgiving
at our friend's house.
It was fun. I liked it.
And we did a power hour, but it was a 40-minute power hour.
Right, who's breathing?
You?
Eric is winded.
You hear little burps coming out.
Did you hear the one?
About when I tried to do a power hour and my stomach got all full.
Did you hear the one?
Did you hear the one?
Did you hear the one? About you. Okay.
So we're kind of goofing off because we're going to be going on a little vacation. Yeah, 2 weeks for the holidays.
Is that the hour?
Almost.
I'm almost making it the hour.
You got anything? Did you write anything?
I'm not even that drunk.
I'm not either.
I'm buzzed.
I'm what were some of those Ben & Jerry flavors
I
told you, Derek?
It'll hit me in like 15 minutes.
God damn it. It also has come right on you.
Yeah.
All I can... No, I can't remember now.
Then I'll be taking my clothes off and taking other people's clothes
then
off.
Then I'll be taking a shit under the Christmas tree.
And having sex with people.
A lump of dog shit
I'll probably
Christmas.
Be the first one.
Ben and Jerry's partial birth blueberry.
Whose was that?
Ben and Jerry's prostate praline?
I like that one.
I know. Come back when you got something,
Zelda. That one's ridiculous.
You drank, right?
Oh, now?
Yeah. Yikes. Every single one I come up with can't be a gold nugget.
Okay, all right.
Well, then erase them.
I'll give you I'll give you a brown nugget.
Oh, I get it. Like poop.
It'll be pooping.
I think that's what he meant, Derek.
Yeah.
I'll give you a corn nugget.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
You know, corn in your
It'll
shit.
It'll be poopy out of my ass.
Oh, that's kind of gross, Eric.
Yeah.
Ben and Jerry's corn nugget cocktail.
Okay, Matt, pull away from the mic.
Let's do some Eric facts.
You do not have to be on top of it.
Okay, Eric facts.
What?
Yeah, tell us an Eric fact, Eric.
Fact. I'm really full right now. That's a fact.
full of hot garbage.
All right, that's a fact. All right.
Oh, man.
Holy shit.
It's tough, man. And you're drinking light beer.
I'm getting stuffed.
Holy shit.
Two more, I can make it.
Sounds like old dread to die. Seven
just a little brick. All right, come over here.
550 pounds.
So which one do you want?
Size 14.
What?
Which beer are you on?
You better size 14.
Good question.
Is that 5 or 6?
I don't
five.
Know. I told him to leave the beers here so I can count them.
5. Pat.
5.
He's on 5 and 5. I'm on my 6th. All right. But he's drinking light beer.
And you're drinking Yingling Black and Tan.
Yeah.
It's like the thickest shit. It's like right below Guinness.
Yep.
You clean your bath tile with that.
Yeah.
Really, you do.
Yeah.
I've seen you.
That's a fact.
Yeah,
Eric
that's
fact.
An Eric fact.
That's an Eric fact. I clean my bathroom with Black and Tan.
They're not funny unless they're said in some kind of like serial killer sort of voice.
So we're almost done with this power hour, huh?
One more.
One more? You gonna make it, Pat?
Yeah, I'll make it. One more.
I'll make it.
Yeah, I'll make it.
One more. Fuck
oh, yeah.
you faggot.
I'm ahead of you.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. You're filling all the way to the top. What do you expect?
And I'm drinking full beer.
I'll give you something full.
Full beer.
It'll be my dick.
Full beer.
Full mouth.
Pat's drinking Bud Light. He's kind of supporting the team.
Gotta go Junior. You know?
Go Junior,
he
but
got
just
the
a little
Bud
bit.
Light.
Go Junior, kinda. I don't want to get that fucked up tonight.
Well, I was at a ball game. He was at a ball game.
Those commercials were bad.
I love them. Chuck Heston rules.
Yeah.
He rocks my world, but now he has Alzheimer's.
Who?
He's going
Who?
To die soon.
Drink.
Oh. I burped. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, shit. All right, I'm
That's
done.
The last one?
That's an hour.
Yay.
All right.
Here for Pat. Let's hear
Beautiful.
For the loser, Eric.
Oh, I stole Eric's stand.
You stole my mic.
Let's hear for that dumb faggot, Eric.
All right, dumb faggot, Eric.
I still beat you.
Yeah, you did.
Eric is not straight.
All right, let's...
He is faggot.
Eric, fact.
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 Let's take a break. We'll come right back. We'll okay. end the show. We'll
Eric has
we might
sex
have material.
With men.
Fact.
Yeah, we're going to go find something to talk about.
Fact. Eric likes to take it in the ass.
We'll be back.
That's a myth.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid.
Do they know it's Christmas?
Uh-huh. What happened to you? Are you bleeding?
Eric is taking clothes off.
Bleeding from where?
He's bleeding.
Okay, Eric's naked now.
I am butt naked.
Are you sure he is? Because that's like kind of furry.
That's a nice sweater you got there, Eric.
No, I'm naked.
Oh.
That's a nice sweater jumpsuit you got.
Zelda, why don't you sit down? And
Zelda,
we'll
stop him. Laughing at me naked.
Aw, poor not Zelda.
I know I have a small penis, but I was born that way.
We got
So stop
yeah.
laughing.
Oh yeah, he's mildly buzzed. All
we
right.
got some
No, I am mildly
facts.
Buzzed.
Eric is spouting out Eric facts.
We had a power hour.
Fact. Eric has a small penis. Yeah.
Yeah, facts that we don't need to know.
We had a power hour that kind of went nowhere.
Yeah.
So
that was a disappointment.
We're yeah. starting the show now.
Yeah. Welcome to the Aristocrats.
He's Derek, I'm Eric, and he's Pat.
Yeah.
And I'm
what's
Matt.
Up?
And that's
Derek,
Webmaster
he's Derek,
Matt.
He's Pat.
I'm not Webmaster anymore, though.
Let's have
well,
a hand.
I was going to tell anybody.
Let's have a hand for Producer Carly.
Eric, pull away from the mic a little bit.
And our two interns. Zelda
clap.
And Barbara.
Clap, clap, clap.
I don't know where Jason went.
He's sleeping.
Well, we got some. Oh, I'm sorry.
He went to bed and didn't say goodbye.
Yeah, he didn't. That was very rude of him.
That was.
He just left.
Saw him sneaking out. What an asshole.
I have.
He snuck out the back like Captain Fernandez.
Derek was massaging Carly to the
he
equalizer
He is getting bar. Socks for Christmas from me.
He is getting nothing
getting
from me for
he's
Christmas.
Getting coal.
No, he's getting nothing.
He's getting Nat King Cole.
He's getting AIDS.
Everyone has AIDS.
Oh, yeah. How do Eric's headphones look so huge? Like,
I don't know why, because I have a huge head.
I don't know. I had to adjust it when I put yours on.
You think so?
I had to make them a little bit.
I mean, they're like really? Old school NBC like sports.
Because I have a hard time finding hats that fit me.
Right.
Look at that little monkey run.
He's so fucking hot.
I want to kiss little boys.
All right. What do we got
want
now?
To.
We got random facts about Mr. T now.
Sweet.
I saw. I've seen that a million times.
Oh, yeah.
It's Egyptian.
Yes, he does.
That was the Egyptian hieroglyph.
I'm sorry.
Walk like an Egyptian.
So, Eric, you got some facts there about Mr. T?
I got some facts about Mr. T. These are absolutely true.
Yeah.
These are verified
by
independent third parties.
And they're stamped.
Make sure you read the first one or the second one.
All right. The last man who made eye contact with Mr. T was Ray Charles. Fact. Okay.
Zelda,
every time.
Reading him.
I get it because he's dead.
No, because he's blind.
He's dead, too.
Right.
Every time a church bell rings, Mr. T pities the fool.
I like that one.
I don't like that one.
Next.
It's not funny.
Next. Mr. T speaks only when necessary. His main form of communication is folding his arms and slowly shaking his head. And regardless of the situation, he's always understood. Wow, that's bad.
What ratings are these getting?
That one got...
Probably 7 point something, right?
That one got 450. Wait, 7.63. I'm sorry.
7.6. Are you serious?
I go to the next one.
All right. Mr. T's chains are not made of gold. They're actually made of curium, one of the heaviest elements in existence. They were put there by the CIA to slow him down, and you're lucky they do, fool.
By the CIA.
Look at Matt. He's like, that's impossible.
These are just disappointing.
That's not what they do.
No, they'll get better.
These are made of chrome silver.
When Mr. T folds his arms, the U.S. terror alert level is raised to gold.
Gold. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
I like that one. That's a fact.
That's a fact.
It is a fact.
Random fact.
Random fact. Mr. T doesn't pity anyone who likes the black-eyed peas. He just kills them.
Oh, man.
That was just wrong.
Stop that.
Matt, stop.
I'm sorry.
Mr. T hates playing rock, paper, scissors because he doesn't believe anything could beat rock. He always chooses rock. And when someone throws paper, he says, I win. If someone is foolish enough to dispute this, he takes his clenched fist and punches them in the face. Then says, I thought your paper would protect you.
Right?
It's pretty good.
That's a good one. That's clever.
That's a fact.
A bit convoluted, but
oh,
somewhat
Jesus,
funny.
Matt.
5 out of 5 doctors recommend not pissing off Mr. T.
Okay.
That's a good one.
That's good.
Children are afraid of the dark. Dark is afraid of Mr. T.
Oh, okay.
Because Mr. T is darker.
Because Mr. T is a nigga.
Oh!
Uh-oh, we're making TIE fighters.
I said it.
We're going to have to edit that part out.
Mark that.
Mr. T and Chuck Norris decided to spar. They traveled to the only safe place in the universe, the beginning of time. They bowed to each other, and Chuck launched in with a roundhouse kick. Mr. T blocked it, and the resulting pressure wave is commonly called the Big Bang. That is overly elaborate.
Wow. That's overly elaborate and not that funny.
That is overly bad.
Oh, no.
All right, keep going.
Mr. T once punched Chuck Norris at the exact moment his roundhouse kicked Mr. T in the chest. The result was the 80s.
Not good. That is a bad one.
So far, Chuck Norris ones win.
Yeah.
Mr. T's mohawk is not held up by hair gel. His hair is just scared of him and is trying to get as far away as possible.
That
was
cute.
Funny.
Yeah. It's all right.
That's good.
Pretty funny.
That one was good.
It's all right.
Human females have 2 X chromosomes. Males have an X and a Y. Mr. T has 3 Ys and a T. He's more man than you'll ever be.
Not good.
Man.
Mr. T doesn't breathe. Air just hides in his lungs for protection.
That was good.
Clever.
Oh, man. I think it's just funnier because Chuck Norris is actually less devastating than Mr. T.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's got that roundhouse kick.
He does.
He can knock your face off.
Mr. T does not actually pity fools. He is just being sarcastic. No one has noticed because it is difficult to pick up on such subtleties while being bludgeoned.
Oh, man.
Twin.
These are just two, like...
These are hacks.
They're contrived.
Mr. T invented fools. Realizing the magnitude of his folly, he then created pity.
Oh, man. That was worded good. I like that one.
When Mr. T was circumcised, his foreskin was not disposed of.
Instead, it was raised as a normal child, and it grew to, and it grew to love the game of basketball. Today we know it as Mr. T's foreskin. Today we know Mr. T's foreskin as Shaquille O'Neal. All
right, that was. I think that was the best one.
Like yeah, that was a good one.
What did that one get? That was like lower than the other ones.
Yeah.
Julie didn't approve of that one. Good.
That was a 7.26.
I don't know that. That's funny.
That's like the seismograph for bad jokes.
But that wasn't the highest.
Yeah, I thought that was funny though.
That was good.
It was good. But
raised the raised the foreskin as a regular baby.
Mr. T once captured Bigfoot, but released him after he shaved the beast and realized it was just Chuck Norris walking around naked in the woods.
No, stop.
Mr. T is the reason the sky is blue. Don't ask stupid questions.
Chuck Norris can bench press Chevys.
23. That's the number of people Mr. T has pitied in the time it has taken you to read this sentence.
I pity you. I pity you. You.
Ever have a sharp pain in your chest that you can't explain? That was Mr. T, and it was a warning.
You shouldn't be laughing. That wasn't funny.
These are facts. You shouldn't
they're
be laughing at these.
They're not supposed to be funny. They're facts.
They're not supposed to be funny.
I saw the humor behind that one.
Yeah, but they're not funny.
Mr. T always drives on the right side of the road no matter where he is in the world.
That's it?
No. That can't be it.
That was bad.
That was horrible. The person who wrote that should be shot in the face 7 times.
They only got 7.2.
Just unplug the internet connection now.
Yeah. Just break that computer.
It's not the computer's fault.
No, it is. It's not anyone's fault.
I like this
one. All right,
here we go. All right, here we go.
Mr. T wants to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He pitied said valley. It is now an Arby's, which is where life comes from.
An Arby's. They have great roast beef.
That they do, Pat.
Yeah.
That they do.
Mr. T was once involved in a head-on crash, and he was the only survivor. Mr. T was walking at the time.
Oh.
On the A-team, Face, Hannibal, and Murdoch were all masters of disguise. Mr. T didn't have to wear a disguise. The bad guys didn't recognize him out of fear.
All right, can we stop this?
Keep going.
Mr. T coined the phrase, I see dead people, after the waiting staff at Denny's forgot his birthday.
People at Denny's.
Related topic, do you know that it costs more to make a Grand Slam breakfast than it does to pay for it?
Really?
Mr. T is not.
I know that for my aunt.
Mr. T is not black. It's just that the sun is afraid to shine on him.
All right, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
Get it, because he's a nigga.
That was a good one.
When Mr. T received his star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame, he made his handprints after the cement was dry.
Wasn't that fun?
Yes, it was.
It wasn't.
After the cement was dry, with his cock.
He's going to envision it.
Mr. T puts the laughter in manslaughter.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, because laughter is in the word.
Bad.
Mr. T once ate 4 72-ounce steaks in 12 minutes. He spent the first 5 minutes laughing at the fact that it takes Chuck Norris 15 minutes to eat 3.
See? Too many Chuck Norris
references. They even included the 45 minutes with
too many Chuck Norris.
Mr. T is not funny.
No, not as because Chuck Norris just isn't tough.
There's some good ones in there, though.
Chuck Norris is better.
It's more ridiculous with Chuck Norris. That's why. Yeah.
Yeah. Where the hell's mine?
Mr. T looks like he could legitimately hurt someone.
Where's mine?
It's on the table, stupid.
I don't know.
There it is.
He does.
Did you see Chuck Norris at Survivor Series in like 1997?
Yeah. Did you see Mr. T at WrestleMania 2 against Roddy Piper?
Julia, find some Chuck Norris ones.
Did you see him at WrestleMania minus one?
Hang on. Zelda.
No.
I got to piss.
I'll see you, Eric.
Eric's leaving.
As he drops this shit on the mic.
He pisses in the woods.
He's going to the bathroom.
He usually pisses in the woods.
It's too cold to pee in the woods.
Now he's going in the woods.
Freezing when it comes out of your cock.
He's
going
to come back inside and say, I'm going to go in the bathroom.
He's going to have a coccicle.
He will. Oh, that was good, Derek.
You like that?
You like that, Derek?
I like that.
When I
you got him, Julia?
Yeah, can I?
Go ahead.
She's going to join us.
Can you do this
too? Sure.
Can I put the earphones on?
Are they all sweaty?
No.
Oh, those are just big earphones because they look big on you.
Yeah. Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
All right. I'm not attesting to the hilarity of these. I'm just reading them as they come up, all right?
All right. Just read them, Zelda.
Hilarity is not a word.
When Neil Armstrong uttered "one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind" on the moon in 1969, there's some punctuation mistakes in this one. He failed to notice Chuck Norris sitting behind him in a lawn chair, a beer in hand. Armstrong, a swift roundhouse kick to the face. Armstrong never returned.
All right, that was bad.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
I had to get a new random one. Refresh?
I think so.
Okay. Chuck Norris once copied the answers to a worksheet in biology. A black kid noticed this and told him he had just gotten G points. Chuck asked the kid what were G points. The kid replied with gangsta points. Upon hearing this, Chuck Norris thought back to his days as a kid in Fresno. So he stabbed the kid with the knife and roundhouse kicked him in the face. Now he has 50 G points.
Give Next. That one a one.
Next.
Give no, that one. Zero. Is there a zero?
Give that yeah. one.
Give it a zero.
Give that okay. one a negative two.
I didn't see you can rate them. Okay. Chuck Norris appeared in the Street Fighter 2 video game, but was removed by beta testers because every button caused him to do a roundhouse kick. When asked about this glitch, Norris replied, "That's no glitch."
Wow.
See, Matt knows that is not
all
a
right,
fact.
What's what number? What should I give it?
Zero.
Yeah, zero.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a bad one.
All right, ready?
Yeah. Ready.
Survey said.
Watching a Chuck Norris movie will make your testicles grow 12%. And this actually happens with females, too.
All right. All right, I'll give that a one.
Yeah, give it a
That's
one.
That's all right. That's all right. It might actually, if you really got into it. And the testosterone was pumping. It might actually be true.
You gotta measure them. Like,
I got
really.
A funny one.
Good.
Okay.
Chuck Norris can eat just one Lay's potato chip.
All right.
I got one for you. Give Chuck that. Norris never bites a chip.
Nobody got
no.
it.
No.
I
don't
get it.
What's the rating? Can I give it a 10?
I give it a 10.
Yeah, that's funny.
I can't believe nobody got that.
Chuck yeah, Norris
wasn't
is
funny.
Chuck Norris's heart beats once every week.
No, give that a 3.
That's no.
Mm-hmm. Chuck Norris does not use a cell phone. He speaks at a normal volume, but out of fear, the space-time continuum warps itself until its message reaches the person he's speaking to.
Weak.
That was funny.
Chuck Norris.
Would have been better if they said he uses like a personalized like subspace messaging system or something like that. They were going along with that.
Yeah. Chuck Norris was the first NFL player to perform an end zone celebration. The dance, a perverse sex act with 1964 presidential nominee Barry Goldwater.
Wow. Not funny. Give that a one.
What was that one? Read that one again.
No, don't read it again.
Don't read it again. It wasn't funny.
Barry it is Goldwater common. It is win. Common knowledge that Chuck Norris can remove the wrapper of a Starburst inside of his mouth. He can also remove the wrapper of a Starburst inside someone else's mouth with a well-placed roundhouse kick.
Laughing on the way to the bathroom.
All right, 9.
I didn't hear
Barry. Who stole the cookie from the cookie jar? Whoever it was is going to get dropkicked by Chuck Norris, and then he will reach into their stomachs to get the cookie back. Chuck Norris likes cookies.
But he never bites a chip.
Nah.
Do like one more, and then we'll wrap that up. It's gonna be bad.
The character Superman is loosely based on Chuck Norris. Loosely only because Superman has a weakness. Now that's stupid.
No, we need a good one.
Yeah, we'll end on a good one.
Right.
Don't like read every one of them. Don't read every one of them.
If Chuck Norris looks at you and even thinks about Jesus, you are immediately converted to Christianity.
I like that one.
Very good.
Chuck Norris's dick is so big, it has its own dick. And Chuck Norris's dick's dick is bigger than your dick.
That's actually a fact.
Most likely true.
That's too true to be funny.
Make fun of my dick.
Chuck Norris once killed... This is weird. Chuck Norris once killed a 10,000-pound bear, tore it into 10,000 pieces, and then fed it to a school of salmon just because he enjoyed the irony. Carly...
The irony was also us.
I like irony. Carly was like... All right, I got a good one to end on. I think it's good.
Right.
Chuck Norris was sending an email one day when he realized that it would be faster to run. Oh, no? All right.
No, we need a really good one.
Yeah.
No, this is dumb. I'm not even going to read this one. It's so bad.
I'm going to finish this beer.
Chuck Norris eats pencils and markers for breakfast, and he shits out masterpieces. I like that one.
That was good.
I think they're starting to repeat now.
Chuck Norris eats pencils and markers for breakfast, and then he shits out masterpieces.
Don't get it.
Where does he get the paper from?
Chuck Norris is no longer a noun. It is a verb.
All right, end this.
I'm looking.
Now, the first ones were really, really good.
First ones were good. Now they're just, I don't know.
Maybe Chuck Norris does not sleep. He waits. Was that it?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
And Julia read it again.
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
Sorry, Derek. Can I say something?
Yes.
I love Carly.
Cool.
She's all yours.
I had sex with Carly. That's a fact.
She was all yours.
Eric, fact.
Fact, Eric had Carly.
Carly, Carly, I love you.
I love you too, pet.
Thank you.
I don't know what this is all about, but here it is. In 1997, Chuck Norris won the Pulitzer Prize for his autobiography entitled Never Quitting the Fight, The Life of Chuck Norris. He then peed on it.
All right, end. What? End.
Yeah. It's done.
Stop the damn show. I'm not even on it anymore.
Well, you weren't on last week, so I figured it would get better if you left.
Yeah, it didn't.
It got worse.
Julia, please get up from there.
Yeah. Just
who wants to see me catch my own spit?
Do it.
No, I'm not going to do it. That's gross.
No.
All right. Good show, guys.
All right, that's the end of the show.
Ooh. Get your knees out of there.
Don't put your knees in Derek's pelvis.
Evita Sen.
This show sucked.
I don't even know if I'm going to put it up.
It's not even now.
All right, bye.
Sorry, man. You're going to have to come back next week. Or in 2 weeks.